The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to the William Hill Racing Podcast. Alex Dunn here, joined by Alistair Whitehouse-Jones to look ahead to the best of the action coming up on Monday. We're going to look at three races at Windsor. We'll get to those in just a moment, but first things first, how are you, Mr. Whitehouse-Jones?
Oh, very well, thank you.
Good, good to hear.
After my 18-hour stint yesterday.
18-hour?
Not quite.
Almost, yeah.
Felt like it towards the end, but it was a good day yesterday. Thoroughly
yes.
Enjoyable.
Of course, the Cesarewitch went the way of Big Easy.
Indeed.
Philip Hobbs and Tom Queeley. Didn't look likely, maybe 2 furlongs out, but the horse stays for fun, and it was ultimately stamina that won the day, wasn't it?
That's what it's about. That's the name of the game. Not many flat horses, you know, they get 2 mile, but that extra 2 furlongs makes all the difference. And this horse, you know, predictably hit a bit of a flat spot, but... You know, once hitting the rising ground, he came into his own, and he was given a good ride by Queeley because the favourite Quick Jack sort of eased past him with Richard Hughes taking a pull, you know, a couple of furlongs out, and he didn't panic. And, you know, he was a worthy winner. And that horse was due a bit of luck. He was balloted out of the Ascot Stakes back in the summer by one, having been targeted at that race, and in that previous race at the Wall Meeting the year before, he got no luck in running, so you know, he was a deserved winner yesterday. And to put that sort of prize money into perspective, what he earned yesterday, I mean, he can only dream about earning that sort of money in his day job. I mean, that race yesterday is worth the equivalent to what the King George is worth.
Oh yeah,
it's worth the equivalent to what the World Hurdle is worth.
Yeah, he'd have
more
to be
the King George.
He'd have to be a superstar, wouldn't he, to do anything like that in the jumping sphere. But nevertheless, if you're an owner, you can only dream of having a horse that can run over both.
Absolutely, yeah, and he's a good hurdler. Whether he's well enough handicapped to over sticks to do any great things this winter, we'll see. But it was job done yesterday,
And of course, building up now to Champions Day next weekend at Ascot. Without Australia, of course, that was the news yesterday. Australia now retired, which is a shame, but we're still left with 6. Top quality races, and it's one of the rare occasions that you can genuinely say that as well.
Yeah, I just hope it's not a wet week. Obviously, the ground's going to be on the soft side, and the vultures will be circling if we get really testing ground. Hopefully, that won't be the case, and there's going to be some big names missing, admittedly. But you know, let's enjoy it for what it is. And it's a shame about Australia. Kingston Hill has come out as well, but you know, hopefully, Free Eagle will. Will come to the fore and prove himself a superstar. But you know, it's going to be a good day. But I do still question the fact that they raced at Ascot last weekend. I find that bizarre. That, you know, if you put that into perspective, Royal Ascot, they don't race 5.5 weeks before the big meeting to get it in pristine condition. And yet Champions Day, which is apparently the stellar day of British racing, you know, the showcase fixture, and they raced on soft ground 2 weeks ago. Yes, they narrowed the strip, admittedly, but even so, they're still going to be, you know, using the same turf, and it's staggering. I really can't see the sense in that, and hopefully they'll do something about it.
Yeah, it doesn't really make sense, that, does it?
Not at all.
At all. Okay, we're going to look at 3 races on Monday, all at Windsor. It was the 5.10, the 5.40. Was it the 4.40 as well?
The 4.10 and the last two.
Okay, well, we'll start with the 4.10. It's a handicap over 6 furlongs, a Class 4 event, with 16 runners down to go to post. Not an easy race to start with here, Ali. Should we start with Crazy Chick? Unexposed for Marco Bodysyard, and hasn't done a great deal wrong to date.
No, being consistent enough. Never really looked that well handicapped since winning the maiden first time out. But There's a couple I'd prefer, I think, that are potentially better handicapped, and the definite one I'm interested in here is the one above it, number six, Polsky Max. Richard Fahy has a really good strike rate at Windsor, and this horse did well on soft ground in 2013, so the conditions are going to be right up his street. He sort of went into the wilderness a bit, really did go through the motions for a while, running no races at all, but bounced back with a really good second at Ripon most recently. That was 58 days ago. If this horse can build on that, then he's very well handicapped. And as I said, Fahy, I think, has got something like a 30-odd% strike rate at Windsor in recent seasons. And this race looks absolutely perfect for this horse, with the ground on the soft side and having returned to form with that second at Ripon. You know, hopefully he'll be too well handicapped for these if he can build on that.
Okay, Polsky Max there. In terms of dangers, you mentioned Crazy Chick, but Lady Bridget comes here off the back of a win.
Yeah, that'd be another one. A lightly raced filly with a really good pedigree, Lady Bridget. No surprise, having got ahead in front. It's got the penalty to carry, but could well go on to better things.
Okay, fair enough. But we're happy with Polsky Max there.
Yeah.
Okay, next up is the 5.10, a handicap over a mile and 2 furlongs. A Class 4 event with 12 runners down to go to post. A few types in this one who... Well, the two I'm looking at yet to get the head in front so far this season, Raven Ridge and Vice Royalty. You'd imagine those two will be pretty popular. But you've also got horses in there that have been getting the head in front, the likes of Inspector Norse, Lochman Nair. Where should we start with this one, Ali?
We're going to start... Well, you can touch on Raven Ridge if you want. I mean, he is downgraded. He ran in a better race at Epsom last time and ran well. He might not need to find a lot on that form to go close, so he's a danger. The Godolphin Colt Vice Royalty, I'm not sure. I mean, this is its handicap debut. For me, it's not particularly well handicapped. The horse that absolutely hammered it last time was behind Inspector Norse at Newmarket when that one won last time out. So I think this revolves around Inspector Norse, who was strong in the finish at Newmarket over this trip of a mile and a quarter, finished the race out really well, was good value for the win. I've got no doubt that he can be competitive off this £6 higher mark. The one doubt, I guess, is the soft ground, because he's never raced on under these sort of conditions in the past. But if you look at his pedigree, I think there's every chance. He's out of an Indian Ridge mare, and the sire handled cutting the ground as well. So if anything, I think, you know, the conditions might well improve this horse, and he does look progressive. So Inspector Norse is the tip.
Okay, Inspector Norse. Also, Drawn 11, soft ground wins. I know this on the round course, but soft going on Monday expected. Would you think that would be enough? Because obviously it says soft. If there's no more rain, would they be going far side, do you reckon? It's always hard to gauge
there.
It's
hard to know.
Obviously, the first race that we touched on there is over the 6 furlongs.
Yeah.
You could look at it and go, oh, plum draw there.
Yeah.
Ends up being marooned in the middle, yeah, and doesn't have anything to
absolutely
race with.
Absolutely. You've got to keep... It's difficult when you're doing it a day in advance. Mm. You know, we don't know. It could be good to soft come the morning. And yeah, if they have a dry day tomorrow, it could be drying out all the time. It could be even near good. But I think there's rain forecast tomorrow, so... You tie yourself in knots sometimes if you overcomplicate it, and, you know, this far in advance. I would suspect that if they do have the forecast showers, it's going to be soft ground, and they'll be all over the shop.
Okay, but Inspector Norse, the pick.
Yeah.
In the 5.10, that race last year won by Eric de Grey for Richard Fahy, just strengthening the claims of his record at Windsor. The final race is the 5.40, over almost a mile and a half, a Class 5 event. 14 runners going to post. Not a whole lot of form to get excited about here, Ali. A few that took my eye just at first glance. Gleese the Devil, yeah, top weight, obviously Fahy and Hannigan teaming up there. And Westerly for William Haggas. Joe Fanning takes the ride on that one. A horse that's been, well, she's been a little bit disappointing, I think. She scored at Pontefract and looked pretty good when doing so, but since then has been very much in and out.
In and out is the correct term. I was going to say patchy. Mm. Patchy profile, so yeah, absolutely. Not sure what this horse is going to do. The main concern for me with Westerly is the fact that she's bypassed a soft ground engagement only recently, and all her form is on a better surface. So if it's soft ground, then she might not even run. Mm. And, you know, the Haggas factor as well. You know, his horses, especially in these handicaps, tend to go off a lot shorter than what they should. So combine that with doubts about the ground, I think we can take that one on. You mentioned Gleese the Devil. He's interesting because he's basically handicapped on his maiden form over a mile and 9 furlongs, and this horse is bred to come into his own over middle distances. So he's up in trip here for his handicap debut. You know, a mile and a half or an extended mile and three is definitely more in keeping with his pedigree, and he would be the most interesting of those two by far.
Okay, would he be the pick? Or
no, I'm going to go for number three, Marengo, who's ridden by Jamie Spencer. This horse has heavy, actually won on heavy ground in the past, so the conditions will be fine for him. And I just think there's a bit of, you know, potential of improvement lurking here over the longer trip. He wasn't beaten all that far, but, well, just over 3 lengths and a Haydock handicap over an extended mile and a quarter last time. Certainly wasn't stamina that beat him that day, and I can see him improving for this longer trip. And with no doubts about the ground, I think he's as solid as any of these.
Okay.
So Marengo gets the nod.
Okay, Marengo the pick then in the lucky last. Can you spin us through your three picks then, Ali, at Windsor on Monday afternoon, please?
Yeah, Polsky Max for Richard Fahey gets the nod in the 4.10. Then we go with Inspector Norse, winner at Newmarket last time out. That's the tip in the 5.10. And in the closing 5.40, it's Marengo.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.